You know where you have to eat when you go to New York City? You've got to go across the river to Brooklyn, where the cooks are young and trying all kinds of things. Two of them are the Sussman brothers, Eli and Max. Now, Max is a chef at Roberta's, and Eli is at Mild End Deli. They've done a book on how they like to eat at home, and they call it This Is a Cookbook, Recipes for Real Life. Eli Sussman is here. Eli, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you two grew up in Michigan. What was the food like at your house when you were growing up?
Growing up, our mom is an artist, and her studio is connected to our house. So family dinners were required. They were mandatory, and she cooked dinner almost every night from scratch. So they were ethnically diverse, but always using fresh ingredients that she bought either that day or a couple days before. So no microwave in the house, no Chinese food takeout, no pizza dinners.
Sounds like the kind of thing that everybody dreams about having, you know, as their family background.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, we were always pushed to help out, reluctant at first, but over time started helping out more. And it became kind of a family thing to make dinner and then sit down and eat it together.
Did your dad cook too?
Our dad bakes challah pretty regularly. It's sort of his thing, and he has a couple staples that he does for various holidays like Passover, but our mom does most of the cooking in the house.
Well, you know, the thing I like about this book, though, it's not about professional cooking. It's not a chef's book.
Totally, yeah. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. It's a everyone can get involved type of book.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I liked is you have a chapter on midnight snacks. Tell us about them.
Yeah, it's fun to come back with a bunch of people after you've been out for the night and just throw a couple things together. And that's why popcorn is something that we highlight in the book. And it's great because it's sort of like a blank slate. You can add anything to it. You can make it sweet. You can make it savory. You can add chocolate. You can add various garlic powders and spices. And that's something that we love to do. You just get a bunch of people. You're standing around in the kitchen, and you can just kind of stuff your face with all these delicious flavors of popcorn.
You guys, though, you seem to have a real thing about, you know, an egg. It seems to be a pivotal.
Yeah, the egg is quite possibly the greatest ingredient to have in your house. It's incredibly versatile, and they're really, really cheap too. So you should always have a dozen in your fridge. And we've got a fried egg sandwich. And then, you know, there's fried rice with an egg in it. And you can always make an omelet. You know, we have we call it a frittata, a late night frittata. But really, it's just whatever you have in your fridge, you kind of throw it into a pan and mix in some eggs. So, yeah, it's an incredible ingredient. And you can do so many things with it.
You know, you reminded me of something when I was looking at the book and looking that you put a fried egg on top of almost anything, you know, a plate of spinach, a salad, a piece of bread. And for some reason, it just, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's something that we say at the deli all the time. We say throw an egg on it. And it's just one of those things. It greatly improves any type of dish, basically. It's just, it's rich, and you can do it sunny side up and just break the yolk, and it's just a really rich addition to anything that you're eating.
What about the thin-cut fries for one? Fried
yeah.
potatoes for one person. It seems like a pain in the neck.
No, it's really not. It's super easy. It's something that I do all the time, actually, and I love them because I'm not a huge fried potato fan, honestly. I like the crispiness of a potato chip, so these are kind of in the middle. They're a little bit like a potato chip, a little bit like a French fry, and I'm a big sauce guy, so I get every single type of sauce that I have in the fridge, and then you can just go crazy kind of dipping the fries in all the different types of sauces.
So what do? You just thin slice them and throw them in a pan with some fat?
Yeah, well, you just you use like a baking sheet. And so you put a little bit of oil down, not very much. And then you put them in the oven and you let them kind of dry out a little bit. So certain parts of them stay a little bit moist like a French fry. And then other parts are very brittle like a potato chip.
This sounds like it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got an image now.
It's the perfect it's the perfect drunk snack.
I didn't want to say that.
I didn't know if I was allowed to say it. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but the idea, too, is, you know, you've had a long evening and you've had a good time. And what can you cook that's going to be delicious and everybody will be filled up by it? And a potato or an egg generally is going to do the trick really
exactly.
nicely.
And those are things that you should and can always have around because they're so inexpensive. And that's part of what we try to do, is find things that you can afford and that kind of make them a little bit more interesting and fun for the person at home.
What are some one or two basics that you've learned? You and your brother cook. You live together. You've cooked professionally. One or two techniques or things to think about that generally improve almost any dish you're cooking.
Yeah, I think that salt is something that a lot of people are a little bit scared of. And it's sort of an obvious tool, but salt greatly improves anything that you're working with. And you don't have to go crazy with it. You just have to find the level at which you're comfortable that it tastes good. But a lot of people think that salt is sort of the enemy based on, you know, all the health factors.
Right.
But salt is an incredible tool. And we encourage people, we say salt to taste. And all that means is, you know, add a very, very little bit at a time and get it to the point where the dish is incredibly delicious. And then the other thing I would say is that everyone should have a really nice pan, and they should know how to cook something in olive oil, to saute something. And that's a skill that is, I think, fairly introductory, but that we really encourage, because, you know, if you're making a omelet, for example, or if you're making a pasta dish, it's just a great way to get a lot of flavor out of the vegetables.
And you just, the idea of sauteing them in olive oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Just giving them some cooking in olive oil.
Yeah, just give them a little bit of color and let them break down a little bit, so you've got sort of a variety of textures in the dish, and that can elevate something from being incredibly boring and to a dish that you're going to make for the rest of your life.
Okay, so I'm going to stock up on eggs, right? Popcorn.
Yes.
Some bread, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, thank you, Eli.
Thank you very much.
Eli Sussman is co-author with his brother Max of This Is a Cookbook, Recipes for Real Life.